USA Radio News.
Today, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro are set to sit down and meet with China as they continue their 2 days of high-level meetings in Washington regarding trade. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, said these guys are the right people for the job and we're going to get something accomplished here.
Most important thing is we're back this week, today and tomorrow. Vice Premier Liu He is going to be leading the Chinese delegation. He's the top dog. He's going to be bringing the varsity A team with him, the ones we met a few weeks ago in Beijing. We also expect that they may well have a proposal for us.
Today at the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders was asked about the meeting and status of the meeting between President Donald Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
We're continuing to move forward with the preparations at this point.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Students will not be in attendance at Dixon High School in Dixon, Illinois today as the investigation into a shooting after their graduation practice continues. Roughly 180 students were in the school's high school gymnasium to practice for graduation around 8 a.m. yesterday when authorities say a 19-year-old man, Matthew Milby, one of the graduating seniors, came out of the bathroom with a gun and began shooting. The school's resource officer heard the shooting and rushed at Milby in an attempt to protect students. Mike Grady is a high school principal. He says everyone did a great job.
Our kids did a fantastic job. Our staff did a fantastic job. It was a situation where this is the best possible outcome we could have.
Grady also could not say enough about school resource officer Dallas.
Just total disregard for his own safety. He took action right away.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday afternoon. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down just over 30 points on the day. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Another 1990s sitcom will return to TV screens this fall, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Following the success ABC saw with its revival of Roseanne, CBS is reviving Murphy Brown, with Candace Bergen reprising her role as a broadcast news anchor.
So we had to do something. Get the old gang together. Take on this crazy new world of alternative facts and fake news. It's our civic duty. And besides, you missed us.
Originally, the characters were part of a news magazine called FYI. Now, in the revival, they'll be hosting a morning cable news show called Murphy in the Morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's being described as an optical illusion for your two ears. Two words that look so different on paper, but can sound so alike. Yanni versus Laurel. Let's take a listen. If you haven't heard this over the last 24 hours, this has been the thing that everyone has been talking about. Yanni or Laurel?
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
All right, well, a lot of people are saying this is the biggest controversy since the great white, gold, or black and blue dress debate of 2015. But why are you hearing two different things? Well, people who are more attuned to high frequencies are picking up sounds that make it sound like Yanni. And if you're not picking up on those higher frequencies, then it sounds more like Laurel. For the record, Vocabulary.com says it was meant to sound like Laurel. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.